Get ready for about 5 weeks across this entire country where absolutely nothing will get done. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will join us momentarily. We are going to start things off this hour with part two of our interview with the hilarious Jay Mohr. About 10 days ago, Christina and I had a chance to sit down with Jay, talk about his new comedy album, Happy and a Lot. And Jay was supposed to give us 10 minutes. 30 minutes later, we're still chatting away. So we couldn't use it all the first week because other arrangements had been made with other guests, all kinds of behind-the-show stuff. But we wanted to use all of this, so we're bringing Jay back. So part two of Jay Mohr comes up this hour. And then one of the more interesting experiences that Christina and I have had together since we've started working on this show. We needed to go into New York City for a meeting, and then we had to do the show, so we are on a train. We started speaking. Actually, Christina started speaking, and she got yelled at by a fellow commuter. Why? We did not know that we stumbled into the quiet car on the train, and we are now hated commuters. And then we will chat with Claudia McMahon. Yeah, you'll recognize the last name, McMahon. Ed McMahon, Johnny Carson's sidekick for all those years, 30 years. Well, Claudia has some very fond remembrances of her dad and his career, and we will chat with Claudia about the career of Ed McMahon. We start things off this hour with this being Thanksgiving weekend, and I hope your Thanksgiving was a lovely one. But now we enter into that weird gray area for the next 4 or 5 weeks, where some people work, other people don't work, and even when they are working, they're not really concentrating on their work. We are at the advent of Cyber Monday, where everyone will go into work and supposedly not do any work. They're just going to sit online and buy things on Amazon and eBay all day long. How do employers put up with this? Why do they put up with this? Not everyone can just go off in the corner with their phone or their tablet and just bye-bye-bye all day long. They're doing it in full display of their other employees and their employers. But I guess they're doing it as well, so we all just take a national holiday and no work is done this coming Monday. But it kind of goes on for the entire period. And it was never really that way, right? There was a time where, okay, everyone kind of drifted away for Thanksgiving, but that Monday you were back and boom, everything was, the wheel was moving again for another, what, 3-4 weeks is until Christmas. The kids were going to school. Everybody still had to go to work. But now you see that people take their kids out of school about a week before Christmas comes. They're off to Disney World. They're off to this family member, whatever. They're taking vacations. They're sneaking things in December. And here's the other thing. A lot of people that never took their personal days or their vacation days from work. In the old days, most companies would let you roll them over and take them into the next year. Or you could just cash them out and take them, but you would still work. No, a lot of places don't do that now. It screws with their budget, so you have to take the time off. So people aren't at work, and things aren't getting done. So it's a very weird time now that everything kind of slows down for about a 5-week period. And in a way, that's good, right? It's the end of the year. I would assume we all need a break. But then again, we all just settled back into our routines not very long ago, right after Labor Day, when summer ended. And the fall really doesn't last that long. And so we're still just chugging along and settling in after the summer months. But now it's an excuse to just not work for the next few weeks because the holiday parties are going to start. Do you have a holiday party at your job? You know how that works. Usually now they don't want to spend for a restaurant, so you just kind of take a day and clear off the conference table and you bring in some cold cuts and some munchkins and some coffee and you call it a holiday party. And so a lot of folks do that, and it is yet another day when nothing will be getting done. So when they point to why the fourth quarter was not a productive one at your company, you can point right back at them and say it was because of the holiday season. Stay with us. Jay Mohr, part two, coming up. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend!
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you feel like you're trapped in a perpetual tug of war between your life at work and home? Well, here's some good news.
Professor and author Stuart Friedman discovered that people don't expect what we think. In fact, they expect less.
So you may be the one applying undue pressure. To relieve it, have a meeting with the key stakeholders in your life. Your agenda has three items.
Find out what they really do expect.
Discuss options for meeting those expectations.
Reach an agreement on how you will participate in each other's lives. Think of it as a service level agreement.
You'll come away clearly knowing their expectations. Then you can focus on scheduling your days to meet or beat those expectations. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how open-minded are you? Well, chances are you like to think that you're very open-minded, but the truth is, no one is as open-minded as they would like to be. Here's the social science of it. Closed minds are usually the result of what scientists called a confirmatory bias. Now, once upon a time, we were open-minded to just about every issue, but then we made up our minds, and from that point on, we only looked at those things which assured us we had made the right decision. It's just human nature. Now, if something suggests that you're wrong, guess what? Your brain tends to block out this incongruity, and it'll even override your eyes. It's called a scotoma. What's the cheap psych trick? Once minds are made up, it's hard for many people to recognize they may be wrong. But admitting you're wrong, you know what? It really doesn't hurt as much as you think. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.